Wow! Are you excited about tonight?
Yes.
I am so happy you all came to hear me and hear this talk, and we're just going to have the best time. We're going to talk about your most favorite subject. You know what that is? We're going to talk about you and whether you are a candidate for a GR control. And certainly you are, because of the two, the square, which is the benefits, other benefits, heart disease, cancer, arthritis, diabetes, and on, we have an answer for you in GR control. So we're going to share how all of that works as well. I have come to my most favorite time of a meeting, which is the introduction of new products. And so I'm thrilled. I'm not going to actually get into the chart yet, although Faisal wants to show you my whole talk in advance. Thank you, Faisal. At least you know, oh boy, that's a hard one. You're showing him the worst. His computer's running and he can't stop it. But that's all right. Sometimes I get started talking and I can't stop either. One time I wanted to see if I could talk clear to midnight. And so sure enough, I kept on talking, and finally I had gotten clear to midnight in my talk, and I looked up and nobody was there. So maybe I can talk that long, but you cannot sit that long. We're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time. I bring you greetings from America, greetings from the Scientific Advisory Board. I'm here to share the science behind our wonderful GR control weight loss program. I want to establish the concept of how you can trust GNLD in a weight loss program. If there, you know, there are many different types of weight loss programs. And so which one would you use? Would you use a Nervine, one that stimulates you, overstimulates you, won't let you sleep, gives you tremors, heads you for Parkinson's, palsies, multiple sclerosis? No. Or what kind of a tonic would you use? You know, you don't want to get into the wrong kinds of diets. In fact, do you know what is the cheapest competitor we have? Somebody needs to help me now. It's the, you got it, the don't eat diet. Don't eat. You know, science has already established that there's a big mistake there. Its studies have been done that prove that when you fast, when you actually don't eat, of the first 10 pounds weight that you lose, 7 of those 10 pounds are lean tissue of brain, liver, muscle. Most people can't afford to lose 7 pounds of brain. Then, they found that when you regain those 10 pounds, of the 10 pounds you gain, 7 of those pounds are fat. And so if you make the mistake of doing the yo-yo, the up and down, lose it, gain it, you could turn into a soft marshmallow, fatties, weakling. And so if you're not going to do it correctly, according to how science says is the most healthful and the safest way to lose your weight, stay the pleasant, plump person you are and enjoy the health that you do have until you get around to doing it correctly. And we're going to, of course, share how correctly is correct. Dealing with who is a candidate for weight loss, we have to deal with the science of what is overweight, what is meant by overweight. Overweight has to do with your percentage of fat to your lean tissue. You are supposed to be 20% body fat to your lean tissue. And if you are 20% body fat to lean tissue, that doesn't mean cosmetically you're going to be a movie star, but it does mean that you're healthy. And in the process, if you go on up to 30% body fat to lean tissue, you enter into several statistics that are very, very negative. One of the statistics that you enter into is that at 30% body fat instead of the proper 20%, you have a 300% increased rate of heart disease. You have a 300% increased rate of cancer. You have a 500% increased rate of arthritis and of diabetes, and the problems go on and on and on. You must get your fat ratio down to the proper level in your body's health. Now, there's one little test that you can do that doesn't require you to spend money at the doctor's office or whatever. It's a little teeny pinch test. So I'm going to have everybody here see if you are a candidate for GR control. Now, there's a special place you have to pinch, but you cannot do it yourself. Your neighbor has to pinch you. Now, it's the place on the back of your arm, halfway between your shoulder and your elbow in the back. Now, take your neighbor, don't do it yourself. Neighbor, reach over and grab the back of the arm, halfway between the shoulder and the elbow. Pinch it, wiggle it. Is it soft? Is there too much loose there? Yes, there's too much. Okay. How many people are candidates for GR control? Oh, everybody here. Everybody here. Get ready. This program is for you. Of course, we want to establish how it is that GNLD would make the very best, most healthful, most scientific research, safest weight loss program in the world. And so to share how this would be so, we need to review just a little bit, as Roger just also said about carotenoid complex, how we are best of science, how we set the standard and have the patent and made the last word of nutrition breakthrough. We are leading edge in science, for sure. We are best of science. And we are also best in nature, and we're also best in ethic. And so let me review a few other products quickly to share with you the contrast between GNLD and our competitors, to show you the flow of our standards, so that when we get around to a weight loss product, why it would be the best in the world today. And so, yes, carotenoid complex sets a standard of the last word in nutrition. But then we go clear back 42, 43 years ago when we started in America with the three essential oils. And this was back in the time when they had just discovered that cellular nutrition was the first point in the cycle of life. When I went to seminary, I didn't have an introduction of my credentials here. I just was introduced as Don Lawson. But my first degree, I went to the university, got a history degree. And you know what you can do with a history degree? Yeah. Nothing. Do not get a history degree. The second degree is I went off to seminary, and I spent a few years in seminary doing my Greek and Hebrew and pastoral theology, and I graduated with a master's in pastoral theology, so I should be a preacher today. And after the meeting, if anybody wants to be married or buried, you can let me know. Then eventually went off into a doctorate degree in nutrition and did those studies. But clear back in those early days, they had discovered that the first step, oh, by the way, the reason I said about my credentials is when in the seminary, the one professor in the philosophy class said, which come first, the chicken or the egg?